It was the winter of 1980 when I was in New York walking to the theater to do an opening night at Radio City Music Hall, the Christmas Spectacular. I'm going to do a very special holiday episode on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. How are you today? I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on today's special episode. We're going to call this a holiday episode, and I'm going to make a point of personal privilege. I hope you will indulge me, because I just want to share a particularly amazing time in my life when I was a performer and performed at Radio City Music Hall. I thought it would be kind of fun, if you wouldn't mind, that I reminisce just a little bit about what it was like back in 1980, being in this spectacular Radio City Music Hall Christmas show. So that's what we're going to be doing today. Please don't turn it off. Please sit down. I don't usually do this. I've spent all my time just talking all about things actors and what you can do to be a better actor and tips and hints and suggestions. And you know what? I just wanted to do something completely different than a normal, you know, giving advice and insights about acting. I wanted to share just a little bit with you about my experience as a performer way back in the day. This is that moment of this patio, this podcast video, where I get to thank you for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. Please consider going to the website castingactorscast.com, where you'll find all kinds of great information, not only about the podcast, but there are some free gifts for you too. All you do is fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool, and there it'll open up another screen where you can download a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's a book all about doing voice work, and I think you might find it really useful. It's absolutely free. Plus, there is a free secret private video called What Casting Directors Don't Want You to Know. It's a 20-minute video that I did a few weeks back all about the casting director secrets, and I think you're going to find it a lot of fun, and I think there's a lot of good information to help you there as well. Finally, happy holidays to my good friend at Actors Connection. They continue to do amazing programming using casting directors, agents, managers, professionals in the industry, doing all kinds of really great online classes right now. Everything from scene study to stage to screen to voiceover work to animation voices. I mean, there's just a whole bunch. I couldn't possibly name them all. So I encourage you to please check out actorsconnection.com/New York if you're interested in taking some additional classes. And by the way, what better time there is than now to be literally taking a look at some amazing classes so that you're prepared for when we all get that vaccination and we start getting ourselves back to some sense of normalcy. Now is really a great time to look into some additional classes. So that's it for the shameless promotional announcements. And our holiday show today is, like I said in the opening, in 1980, when I had a really amazing experience. Just before then, in the summertime, I had been cast through an open call at Radio City Music Hall. I literally got to Radio City Music Hall, as I remember, it was, I don't know, it was like 7 a.m. And I was one of 300 or 400 people lined up outside of Radio City Music Hall. And we all went in groups of 20 at a time. And, you know, Radio City Music Hall has been an amazing place for a long time. But what I didn't realize is that there is a huge rehearsal studio, which is exactly the same size as the Radio City Music Hall stage. In addition to that, Radio City Music Hall has and continues to have a complete state-of-the-art recording studio as well. So What was really cool is going through the open call, and we sang, and then we danced, and then we acted, and then we sang, and then we danced. And it was like, as the day went on, they kept on weeding out more and more people till at the end of the day, there were 12 of us left, 6 men and 6 women. And we were called the New Yorkers. And so in one day, I went from standing in line with 400 other actors, performers, singer, dancers, to being handed a contract saying, congratulations, you're now going to be in the new Broadway show called A New York Summer. That was my very, very first professional job in New York. I was ecstatic. I was so happy. So we did A New York Summer. That was great fun. And then happily, they decided for the Christmas show, they were going to have this group called the New Yorkers come back and appear in the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular. So I was invited to go there and do that show as well. So I was under contract for about a year with Radio City Music Hall. And it was an amazing exciting experience. One of the things that we did for the Christmas show was that we recorded the entire track of all of the music that we did for the entire 90-minute production. Now, understand at Radio City Music Hall, we did 4 and 5 shows a day, 6 days a week. It was crazy. So we did everything from, I don't know, we had these really nice kind of holiday, festive, checked pants and white blazers as we were the New Yorkers. We were sort of there to introduce the Rockettes in between numbers. And so we had a little section of the New Yorkers talking about Christmas and all of our fond Christmas memories. And then suddenly we had a quick costume change because near the end of the show was the Living Nativity. And the Living Nativity was this, oh my goodness. So there are hydraulic stages on the stage of Radio City Music Hall that can literally go up 2 and 3 flights on stage. I mean, just amazing. And so the Living Nativity was Mary and Joseph, and then Mary and Joseph would end up going into the stable at the very back of the theater, and then it would the stage, and then it would rise up. And in the meantime, we had camels and donkeys and all kinds of other animals, dogs, and then people in robes. Of course, the New Yorkers were wrapped up in these Middle Eastern robes. And I'll never forget, it was like really near the opening. It wasn't opening night, as I remember, but it was really during one of those performances where the procession, easy for you to say, the procession of camels was walking across the stage, and Mary and Joseph and now very high in the creche, in the very, you know, way up stage. And the camel, one camel in particular, who was just not the nicest camel, really, ended up stopping, I'm not kidding you, dead center stage and relieving itself right there in front of everybody. And we're not talking just, you know, a little pee-pee. We're talking like big gusher and pooper, I mean, right there. And it literally took like 2 full minutes for the camel to do its business center stage. And of course, it was a full house. And that theater holds 5,000 people. And they, of course, started laughing because it was, you know, whatever. But the trainer who's handling the camel is now trying to pull the camel off stage. And the camel just, no. I'm going to finish my business before we move on with this. And so he's yanking and trying to pull the camel. Finally, the camel gets done and continues on. But of course, there are, I don't know, 40 or 50 performers who now have to walk from stage right to stage left. And of course, when they got up to the camel mess, everybody had to pick up their long robes because we were supposed to be in the Middle East going to the star. And we had to step over. And Rockettes were, of course, also Rockettes were in robes, and they were pulling up their robes and stepping across. And you could see their fishnet stockings under their robes. It was And we're all just trying to be straight-faced, and this is a solemn moment at Radio City, and it was just the funniest experience. It was one of those things where as soon as we got off stage, people just collapsed, hysterically funny. And of course, in the back is Mary and Joseph, and you could see their shoulders are bouncing up and down, and you could see that they were just having an amazing time watching this happen before them. What an amazing time being at Radio City. So that was the Living Nativity. We also had I had the opportunity, of course, just to get to know the Rockettes and get to know many of those actors that I was able to work with. And some of those actors are now, it's amazing, right? I'm a casting director now, and some of those actors are actually agents. My partner, Teresa Wolf, is now a huge agent for Wolf Talent in New York. And every time she sees me, she just hates that I remind her of where we started at Radio City Music Hall. Then the other thing that I remember that was so much fun is right after the final bow, the curtain at the end of that performance, we all had to run and put our Dickens outfits on. We only literally had like 3 to 5 minutes, as I remember. And we had to throw these heavy wool Dickens costumes on, run out to the lobby of Radio City Music Hall, where we would do 12-part or 6-part harmony to Christmas carols under the big tree in the lobby of Radio City. And so it was exhausting. But the thing that I remember the most, the thing that gave me, I think, the most pleasure was just day after day, having this kind of really fantastic, once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience that I've treasured my entire life. And being at Radio City Music Hall and being a performer there and having that as my first professional gig, I have to say, was really just an amazing beginning to my career as an actor, and subsequently I acted for 20 years after that professionally in New York and made my living there as an actor. So I hope I didn't turn anybody off here talking about personal stuff like that, but I just wanted to share that Radio City Music Hall Christmas experience. And part of the reason I want to do that is that we feel that we're so far removed right now from any of that Christmas spirit, right? I mean, we think about what COVID, and we're all so optimistic and so hopeful that getting an inoculation, which is going to cure folks from having this dreaded disease, that's around the corner. And we just have to still exercise some patience before we're able to get that vaccination. And so Christmas is just not feeling the same, right? It's just not feeling like we can be with family and friends, or I don't know about you, but kind of have that Christmas feeling, whatever that is to you. I know what it is for me, but that Christmas feeling, part of it was Radio City Music Hall, but I also have to share that I'm one of 8 children, and I remember so many amazing Christmases with a large family growing up in Michigan that I just love being able to reflect on some of those fine moments. And so that's what Christmas means to me now that we are in this very precarious and uncomfortable moment. I love to reflect back on some of those performing moments that I just enjoyed so very, very much. It really was a dream come true, and I am so grateful that I've had that experience. Now, what are your fond moments? What memories do you have? It would be great if we could all sort of reflect back. And I would love it if you could write to me and let me know what your fond performing memories are around the Christmas time. Because you know what? Christmas is one of those times where, I mean, if you look right now online, professional theaters across the country, not only professional theaters, but even community theaters and college programs, everyone is doing one of two productions right now. Either it's a Christmas carol, right? How many Christmas carols can we do in one season? Or it's A Wonderful Life. you know, where we're seeing all of these productions of It's a Wonderful Life going on. And some are doing the radio play, and there's all kinds of adaptations that are being done for that. So what are your fond memories? Did you have a Christmas show memory that you're reflecting on now? That would be great for us to hear it. I would love to hear it. So please feel free to send me anything that you want about your Christmas experience. So finally, I just wanted to say thank you for letting me share my experience with Radio City Music Hall, my very first professional production in New York. And I wish you the very, very best holiday season. And I look forward to seeing you in our next episode of Casting Actors Cast, where we're going to pick it up again. We're going to be doing all kinds of really cool things with your self-tape submissions. I'm still going to be evaluating those. I'm still going to be answering your questions, and really exciting as we continue to get closer to getting back to normal with the coronavirus dissipating and kind of leaving us and leaving 2020 behind. It's going to be very exciting for this podcast to continue to talk and get excited about what's ahead. That's my wish. Thank you again for joining us on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.